Cemetery.
Good morning. Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is, well, Sunday, April the 3rd, 2022, and this is hour one of the show, and we're just starting talking. You know, this morning, it was a great wake up. You know, I'm like, I'm going to sleep in late today, and then I'll get up, and I'll just, you know, mosey on into the living room, do the show. But no, it was a crashing morning when a little cat went after my cuttings. I had some ivy sitting in a glass jar on a top shelf to keep it out of the way of everybody so I can root them. She went over there and went whack, knocked a big old glass jar down on the floor with all the water that was in it, and it was like, oh, crap. Did I say that on the air? Oh. Okay, anyways. So I got the adventure. I got the ability. I had to sweep up glass and water at like 6:30. No, and it was, 6:30. Fascinating. I've never done that before. I don't really want to do that again. But that's been achieved. It's amazing how many things you do one time only and how many things that you do over and over again. That's my rant. Let's go to Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve, and RBN world and family out there.
Yeah. Well, what do you got going on today? I got a few things I want to talk about, but what's on your mind? Anything
besides
yet?
General disgust? Not a whole lot. I will have to say that April Fool's Day was very cruel to me. I did not have a good Friday.
Oh, what's up with that? It was just the tourists?
Working in the median on Interstate 35 in downtown Austin during rush hour, basically, is what Fredericksburg was like Friday. It was, folks, this used to be a nice, calm, peaceful town. It sounded, there was not 2 seconds, there wasn't motorcycles and trucks and people honking and flipping each other off. And on what used to be a peaceful little street in our local town here, it's gone to the point of frickin' insanity. I hate even going out into society anymore. It's just disgust. The mildest. I've got a whole lot of other words I could say, Steve, but disgust is the only one that's radio friendly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, folks. I don't see a lot of really. There are bright spots, yes, and I do enjoy the very few bright spots I can find. But overall, I see society degrading at a rapid pace all around me.
We talk a lot about a lot of things on this radio show and even on our Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. One thing that we talk about a lot is Fredericksburg, Texas, because it's really your backyard is a microcosm, right? It's been scripted. They've told us how it's going to go, and they're implementing the script. Agenda 21, you know, that's one of the early days. They're like, it's not Agenda 21, folks. And it kind of is. And they've got other agendas and whatever. But they told us what they were going to do to us, and they're doing that today. We do have a chat room, by the way. And, you know, they share a lot of these links and whatnot and so forth. You can go over to republicoftexas.chattango.com. And then there's also a secondary one. It's the number 2, republicoftexas.chattango.com. It's interesting information. But back to Alan's point, man, Agenda 21, they actually told us what they were going to do. You know, it wasn't in so many words. If you read and you understand Agenda 21, that was a big document. I don't know if any of y'all had seen that before. Or even had a chance. I have never read the whole damn thing. It was 1,000 or 1,200 pages, something like that, Alan. Can't remember.
You printed it off for me, Steve, and I actually read Agenda 21.
But what we're seeing right now is, multifold, right? So what happens in Agenda 21? Well, the population loses its land rights, their ability to own land. They get compacted into tiny houses you know, a lot of times, you know, living above the job that they have below, right? And so all of a sudden, well, you don't need a car because you go to work in that factory down below and so forth. And just you go down there and there's going to be areas of the United States that are going to be empty. But you look at them right now and, God, what's the name of that map? There's an Agenda 21 map, a biodiversity map, I think. I forget
population
that.
Population corridors.
Oh, yeah. And we live in a population corridor, and they've already decided what our theme park is about. It's about wine, right? And so we have places to serve samples of wine to people, right? They'll also sell you bottles, but their big shtick around here is to get you to join their club. Right. And if you join their wine club, they'll send you a bottle every month or two bottles every month, and you get a sticker for your car, and you can park in a special parking lot in their parking, you know, whatever. You can join their club.
Steve, don't forget you can come out and ride around in pink bubblegum colored vans and limousines and everything and go to all the wineries and get schnockered and shit faced drunk and just be one of the normal good people.
Yeah, and the funny thing is we, I mean, look, Agenda 21 is just emerging all around us to the extent that the industry of coming and staying in this little tiny Fredericksburg place is pushed out rental homes, and it's now populated with bed and breakfasts, right, and these short-term rentals, and then they're also secondary homes. I'd tear down two houses, build one McMansion. You know, there's gated communities, there's all that, but the problem is they don't have any workers, right? And so in comes Agenda 21. But why is Agenda 21 always coming into the rescue? Oh, maybe we're living in their game.
Folks, I will tell you, I'll say this, folks, if you need a job, you can move to Fredericksburg and you can get a job in dang near anything that you want to do, but you better already be rich before you move here. You really don't, if you can afford to live here, you don't really need a job because you can't afford a freaking one bedroom apartment here unless you're making, you know, $80,000 a year.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know, Steve,
I can't see it planted.
I was working, you know. You know, my aunt, you know, Dorothy, you know, she's 91 or 92 now. And, you know, and a friend came over and picked her up and they went garage sailing, you know, and Ruthie, she's 91 years old, you know, lived here her whole life. And I was talking with her, you know, I said, you know, well, so you've got family property. Oh yeah, we've got family property out 16 South, you know, towards Kerrville back out there. And she said, yeah, she said, some of the land right next to our property sold. And they sold 60 acres, and it's being divided up into one-acre plots, and there will be 60 brand-new homes there for just the good, normal people to come out and live in the country and bring their frickin' politics with them and turn them into the hellhole that they left, because I can guarantee you 58, if not all 60 of those houses, will be bought by people fleeing California and bringing their damn politics with them.
Yeah, I don't know what schedule those houses are on and how much this reality that we live in is going to last, Alan. You know, I don't want to be a fatalist or anything like that.
My neighbor over here on the west fence line, I talked about the young man I met the other day. He said, yeah, he said some property next to his grandfather's place over here has sold, and there's a gated community going in right over there, right on their one of their property lines over there.
Okay. Yeah, and I get it. That's what happens when people move to this particular area. But those aren't houses for the normal people, Alan. Those are houses for, the jabbed. Can I really go there? You know, those are houses for the vaccinated, right? For the billionaires, the millionaires, millionaires.
The people who will get out, who will be out running on my local county roads around me here, you'll see them out jogging with a freaking mask on, wearing their tight little jogging clothes and everything, because they've got to look like joggers. Otherwise, they're not really jogging if they're not look like they're joggers.
We got a freeway out in front of my house, right? It's a four-lane freeway, And the other day I was telling Alan just yesterday, I think it was Friday. It's a busy time. The freeway is pretty busy at that time. And we had two spandex monkeys on bikes, right? And they were dressed the same, and they had their same, you know, flashy retardedness going. And they were blocking a whole lane on a freeway, right? I mean, it's only 60 miles an hour. It's a control zone because lots of people die on it, I guess. And they had a Tesla following them, flashing to try to protect them from the rest of the traffic that's zooming by. So while those spandex monkeys were pedaling, I'm kind of like going, really? Isn't that not an extreme thing? I mean, we do get the bicyclists that come to town and they do their Peloton thing, but that's usually in the rural roads. And they can do a good job of it, and they can do a bad job of it. Sometimes the Peloton of bicycles will block both roads and don't want to let you pass at all. That's dangerous. And we had a kid just recently, it was probably 6-8 months ago, who made a mistake and actually ran over a bunch of them. He got pissed off. They were playing with him, and then he tried to play with them back, but they made a mistake and accidentally killed one. But that's not why I'm doing it. But this is a playground. You know, people go, well, let's get the Tesla and let's get somebody to drop off our bikes in Fredericksburg, and then we'll go ride around. How's that? Toot-toot!
Steve, what this whole thing brings up, I remember when we first started our program, you talked about your moving from, you know, San Francisco, and you rode bikes and everything, and you said, you know, you found it really strange when you were driving down the county road out here. You would meet people, and they'd give you this, you know, they're driving with their hands on their steering wheel, and they'd give you this little one-fingered flip, you know, it's like saying hi, you know. Mm-hmm. You said, where I came from, there was a lot of one-fingered salutes, but it was a whole different finger, you know, with a whole different meaning. You know, that's what it's changing into, Steve, is what you left out in California. You know, a friendly little flip, you know, hey, you know, how you doing, neighbor? You know, when you're driving down a county road, now it's, you know, people will honk at you and flip you off, you know, while they're doing 80 miles an hour down your county road. And,
it's changed an awful lot, right? When I left California, and I could see it here for sure. I don't know what else to say. It's actually worse than in California, I think. You know, where I come from, San Francisco was pretty damn bad, you know, 12, 14 years ago. But here, it's getting there. Maybe the prices are getting there. Yesterday, great radio day, I gotta say. If you didn't listen to the alternate media Farron show on Saturday morning, it's a must listen. Really, you should go down to, you know, the archives, republicbroadcasting.org, and take a listen. But we'll get into that. You know, there's some parts about his show that I wanted to talk about later on, but I want to finish this line of thought. And it's not that we're just randomly talking about Fredericksburg. We're purposely talking about Fredericksburg because it is, you've got to have the same stuff going on wherever you live. The same stuff is going on everywhere. Now, here where we're at, wineries are all the rage, and distilleries, and anything with boozeries is, that's what they want, right? So the adults come here, they buy expensive crap, and they get drunk, and they try to wash away the pain that they have in their life back home, and then they leave, and then we clean up and get ready for them to come again, and then they come and repeat the cycle. But they can't build their monoliths, right? Their big old, dude, we got to build a big new hotel, and it has 7 gift shops where you can buy useless crap in each one of them, and we got maids that'll come and they'll clean your feet. You know, they want to make
Steve, let me say this. These little maids that come, most of them are little Mexican girls. And you know what these little Mexican girls are driving? They're driving Cadillac Escalades.
Yeah, that's another thing. Their maids are getting paid too high. They don't like that. But here's my point. there's a winery, a distillery, or something kind of that was purchased, and they bought the property here down the road from me. Was it a couple of years ago? It used to be a farm co-op type thing where they grew vegetables, and you could get a box full of, you know, squash and onions and tomatoes and all, but it was just too onerous, right? The owner was always dealing with people that are bitching about, well, I really wanted beans. I didn't want two tomatoes. I wanted one tomato, and I want the onion. I like those other kind. Can you get me one of those other? And he's like, dude, it's $20. Here's a box of veggies, right? This is what I'm doing. But he went out of business and sold. These new guys bought it, and they've been sitting on it for a while, and everybody's going, what the hell are they doing? Well, I found out what they were doing yesterday. They couldn't build because the group of people that were invested in this piece of property, they have all the plans, they have all the money, they can build the building, but the problem is once they get the building built, they have no people. They can't hire anybody locally. They can't bring people in because there's no property to be bought, right? You know, you can't buy houses. I was at a real estate place the other week, and, you know, the guy's like, I can't find any listings. There's nobody, you know, he said, I have one listing. And I'm going, eh, damn, huh.
BlackRock and okay. Vanguard buying, you know, up everything.
So, yes.
At 20 to 30% over asking price. They don't haggle down anymore, people. They haggle up. It's insanity.
Yeah, well, when money doesn't mean anything. So yesterday, the property owner here where I live, you remember last week I was telling you I live in an apartment, and I defined it an apartment as a big, it's not that big, but it's pretty big, big metal building with doors and walls built into it and so forth. I've been here for nearly 10 years. And my landlord, he's really, I don't know, is that a good term? He's not a lord, you know, but he is the property owner. I'm pretty good with him. He's a, you know, they've done me right the entire time, I believe, you know. But anyways, they told me that this little distillery, this winery thing, are in the final phases of buying this piece of property and turning it into corporate housing. Well, I guess corporate housing is a word that I put on top of it, because they didn't say that, but they said, we're going to buy it, and they're going to keep it as apartments and whatnot, and they're going to add more up front or do this or do that, and it's all nonsense talk, right? You know, what they say, oh, yeah, you don't know.
800-square-foot living pods. Yeah.
So how do you feel about that, folks out there? You know, all of a sudden you get a job, and then you can rent an apartment from the owners of the business. Doesn't that kind of put you in a peculiar situation? I wouldn't like it whatsoever. You know, well,
it's like I told you yesterday, I think when we talked, it's like they'll probably pay them in their own company script, and then
right.
It will only be accepted at the company store. And let me see, they used to call those sharecroppers, where they were basically slaves. They just didn't use the word slave.
Right. Well, you know, and then they can also put into carbon scrubbers in and charge them for every breath they take. Right. You know, say, well, we're a green company and your unit is green. We have to replace the carbon scrubbers from your apartment, and we've figured out that you breathe this many times at work.
And you don't have to join a union, but you will be required to, with your paycheck, part of your paycheck will be taken out to buy carbon offsets, so we can make Al Gore lots of money.
Oh, Al, you are a carbon offset. No, just kidding. Oh, the world hurts. But anyway, so that's going to be something that's going to play out in the next deal. I guess, year of this show or whatever, if we keep going. What kind of a statement is that? Well, the whole world is in flux, if that's the right word. And you never know what's going to fall next, right? Next week, nuclear war next week, economic disaster next week, we don't get enough support to keep Republic Broadcasting on the air. That won't happen, right? You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and try to help make sure that that doesn't happen, right? You know, but I don't want to do dang sales speech. You know, you guys already know that. But lots of things can happen. And so I don't know. You know, these people can come in and then kick me out, and then I will go somewhere, right? I guarantee you that I'll go somewhere, because I'm not going to be here if I have to go. So we'll figure it out as we go. Oh, the music. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. Very far. Hope our best intentions. I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said. It's in my head. We can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, during the break, I went to the internet to do something, and I managed to look at the chat room. And I don't usually look at the chat rooms, right? You know, that's just, this is kind of my thing, you know, it's over there. But I did see a great question, and it leads me down a direction I was thinking last night. Anyways, the question is this. Why is more housing needed while the Deagle report predicts population down to 99 million by 2025? And, well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what Bill's predicting or whatever.
The beautiful, useless people have to have somewhere to live in the United Nations population corridor, Steve.
Right, exactly. It's Agenda 21 again, right? Where you live might not be deemed usable, right? Washington State, Oregon, right? Those places have populations that are living outside of the corridors and are living in places where need to be restored, in their words. Turned back into green zones that eliminate mankind's impact on the wilderness. Tear down that house and plant a tree, right? So that house needs to go. That whole city, that whole town will need to go. One of the big things will be bulldozers, you know, probably robot-driven bulldozers.
Steve, what's going to happen, Steve? Excuse me, but this just popped into my head. They're going to build housing for the normal people who work at the doodad shops, so the beautiful people. Folks, we live in Aspen. We just don't have the snow here, okay? They're going to build affordable housing, and it's going to be a little community, and it's called Love Canal, and everything will be good, and life will be wonderful. And you older folks out there will remember the words Love Canal and what that was all about. That's where they'll put them.
Right. You know, well,
I'm sorry,
anyways.
I can't be positive, folks. I'm really sorry. I wish I could be positive. I used to be a really good guy. I used to love life, enjoyed going out in the woods and, you know, and enjoying nature and everything. And I'm sorry, man. I see the degradation around me because I'm not caught up in the flash whiz-bang world. I'm serious, folks. And, Steve, you hate me saying this, but if I have another conversation with someone and they shove a smartphone in my face, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to beat the smartphone or beat the hell out of them.
I don't know.
I'm tired of people shoving a smartphone. I cannot have a conversation with someone where they don't pull out their smartphone and shove it in my face and say, "Look, here, look at this video of a kitten playing with a mouse."
Yeah. Look, this is really funny or something like that. Yeah, I kind of feel that's rude, right? But that's just me.
It's an assault.
Well, and it's also rude, you know, as a person grabs. Look, man, I've been dealing with this technology for how many years now? Well, it feels like all my life. But back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I'd hang out with all the IT guys. And we'd all have our fancy phones and whatnot and so forth and work and on call and our pagers. And we'd go out and hang out and go to a bar together and have some beers and talk some stuff, right? And we'd have rules, though. We said no pagers, no phone calls. We're disconnected now, right? Anybody on call, don't come, mm-hmm. right? Don't come. And we held each other to our feet to the fire on that because we knew that we need to have some kind of disconnect on a 24/7 lifestyle where there's always another damn emergency. Now there isn't an emergency. People are just entertaining themselves. They'll go out with a friend and then sit on their little rectangle playing with another friend on the other side. Oh, hold on. Look at this kitten that I found. And it is rude. It's very rude. And you're pretty much telling the person, screw you. You know, I'm here with you. But I don't care about what we're doing together. We're having lunch, but I'd rather be on Facebook. And they don't even go on. They're going, I don't do Facebook anymore. They're like, oh crap. Who cares what
you
do?
Steve, I might actually do that instant gram thing, Steve, but make mine like a gram of Peruvian blue flake cocaine uncut, you know. I might join Instagram.
How about a gram of buckshot? Okay. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So here we fight all through the all right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we were just talking about phones and maybe perchance a buckshot. It's a really nice idea, but hey, etiquette and people and the way that they behave, I don't know how to fix that.
Maybe some of the callers can give me some investment advice, you know. We all know that the dollar is, basically crumbling. You know, I found this out when I went to, I was working in town and didn't bring my lunch, so I had to go get some lunch. And
oh, crap.
I dropped off, at a local place and got me a home-style Soylent Green burger. And of course, you always get big-ass fries with that. And your giant super-sized soda that you didn't order, but that's what it comes with. And it was only $8.65. Steve, what's your advice? Should I invest in Bitcoin, the ruble, the yuan? What's going to save me in this economic catastrophe that's getting ready to happen?
Where the heck did you get a hamburger and fries and a drink for $8 around here? That's crazy.
At McSoylent Burger.
Oh, that's not a McFood. That's a McMixture.
I know. It was a McSoylent Green Burger.
Yeah, I know.
With some big ass fries.
Brought
to you by Carl Jr.
Do you remember back in the day when they actually used meat? You could buy a Big Mac for like $1.25. And I know they had like.
I can remember Steve going to Wendy's when Wendy's opened up. You could go to Wendy's, get a cheeseburger made with, at that point, I believe it was actually real meat and pretty real cheese. You could get a cheeseburger, fries, and a soft drink for 99 cents.
this is like nothing. Yeah, I don't know. We're screwed. I don't have any investment advice for you at all. I do have some. Well, yeah, and that wasn't a serious question either, because you know, if you listen to one of the things I started the show with was saying that the alternate media Farron show on Saturdays was exceptional Saturday, as was Govern America over at governamerica.com. They both kind of hit the nail, the same damn nail, right? You know, but they hit them differently with a different edge. But one of the big things was the conclusion of the World Government Summit. Wow. You know, I got to say, folks, the clips that Darren played and the clips that Farron played, and, well, just seeing it in print, them talking about Bitcoin, and it, well, one of the things is we've got a currency problem in this planet, or on this planet called Earth, right? The fiat currency called the Federal Reserve note has dominated. There's that oil traded for dollars in oil, and it was always, you know, anytime you bought oil globally, you used U.S. dollars. The countries would hold on to U.S. dollars. Well, this whole Russian thing is kind of screwing that up, and they're like, well, we hate you, and we're going to give your enemy my weapons, but why can't we use U.S. dollars to, well, because I don't take them anymore. Give me rubles. But we don't have rubles. We'll buy some. Well, how can I buy some? You won't take Federal Reserve notes. Like, well, damn you. I guess you're going to have to figure that one out, huh?
So, you know, Steve, you know, let me, one small bright spot I had, I actually made a foray just into the west edge of town. I got some gas and stopped by the liquor store and stopped by and got me, you know, at one of the few restaurants where you can actually get normal food anymore, you know, the Catfish Haven here in town. I've got me some catfish. Oh. And you know, I was listening to our local radio station. These guys, folks, they go about as far as they can. It's, what, Texas Rebel Radio or something, Steve? And they were actually playing these clips of these little faggot, whatever you want to call them, kindergarten teachers who were saying, oh, I'm so terrible. It's like my children can't come in and ask me what I did on my weekend now and who my partner is and what I did with my partner, you know. And, you know, all we want to teach them, you know, grammar and everything, but the only grammar they're teaching them would be like how to engulf a dangling participle. You know, folks, they were actually playing these audios of these faggots going, oh, I'm so dead, they're not going to let me teach my children. You know, it's like they're not your frickin' children, you little faggot bastard. I'm sorry, man. What this world is turning into.
Well, I know.
And most people just go along with it.
It's an old term, but, you know, the word faggot has been around for a long time. And I know we probably just overused our allotments of that. But,
well,
you know what?
Gay, gay used to mean carefree and happy.
Oh, that's true. Right? You know, and I think the fags are also cigarettes. Right? But whatever.
Yeah.
But
and a faggot is a piece of firewood.
So let's get on with it. Right, because you kind of segue perfectly to the Farron show yesterday, right? Who brought up that clip of Chris Chip Roy, right? I think it was Jerry talked about this clip that, you know, Chip Roy, right? He's our Senatron, right? He's the most important, gonna help you. Right, he's the guy that goes to Washington D.C. and he fights the battles for the Texans. He's my representative. He's my chippernator, right? The chippa chippa chippa, and he gave a great speech. Oh, I love this speech. Too bad the words are hollow. Too bad the words are hollow. You know, they were hollow. And yes, he's drum beating for, you know, he's gonna get everybody behind him, so he's going to send out an email here in a little bit, and he's constantly sending out emails. And you know, I guess, Patricia, yesterday you didn't understand anything. Well, you didn't understand what Farron was doing. That was a great clip that he was playing. And one of the things is it wasn't in support of Chip Roy. It was to see something. And the reason I say this and I bring this up right now is the local radio station that Alan was just talking about. It's a FCC-regulated station. They are just almost pressing it. They don't have the freedom that we do. I listened to another station out of San Antonio, and they press it too, right? They're right there. They're dumbasses in a lot of ways, right? I'm like, God, really? You still think like that? But whatever, you know, that's just radio for you. And maybe they're playing us, maybe they aren't. But at some point, Chip Roy, a lot of those stations, that station Alan was just talking about, they want Texas independence. The Texas independence beat is going on so hard right now. But of course, you know, these people that the World Global Government Summit or whatever, they already knew that that beat was about to come, right? Because as they tried to form this one world government, right, that's never been formed before, they actually said it in the World Government Summit. They said, well, we wanted to bring everything together, but all of a sudden we got ultra-nationalists. It's like, okay, well, you know, Texas is doing that. And a lot of the conservative, if I can even call them that, people on the radio are talking about Texas independence. And they're saying things like, you know, there's this argument in Texas independence, right? It goes like this. We should make Texas an independent country. And they go, you can't. It's illegal. You go, but I don't care. And they go, oh.
Steve, unless the military is involved in this, because Texas has no chance, because, you know, folks, we do have the largest military base, I believe, that the military has on the planet.
Yeah, but it's not
right here next to it. We've got Fort Hood, okay? And,
yeah.
And then in San Antonio, we've got Edwards Air Force Base and other Air Force bases. It's an Air Force intelligence hub. You talk about DARPA, all the secret projects. Hell, in our little town right next to us here, we've got a freaking Martin Marietta plant went in by the airport out there, which is, this airport is basically been taken over by organized crime. Unless we have a lot of help from the people that are doing this to us, there is no chance of us gaining any kind of independence or freedom.
I don't know about that, Alan, but I wouldn't necessarily argue with you on that. That's not my point that I'm trying to actually make. I'm saying that.
All right, Steve, let's grab our squirrel rifles and go invade Fort Hood and take it over. I don't think that's going to work.
Well, no. That's not what I'm saying, and I don't think that you see it the way I see it. The noise that's coming across the radio, the traditional radio, right? You know, your average FCC talk jock, right? He's sitting there going, and Texas got to stand on its own. We got to seal the border, and we're going to put up the walls, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to tell the federal government to go stick it up their hind end, right? You know, that guy is influencing a lot of easily influenced people. They usually call them Republicans. And, sometimes they call them Democrats, too. Because I don't know. Democrats listening to Republican talk shows never could figure that out, right? You know, I don't know. But I don't know. They're influencing them. They're getting them all. They're rabble-rousing. So all these people are going, Texas independence. You could tell them about a damn pet rock, and they'll be talking about a pet rock, Alan. You know, they're like, oh, that's funny. Oh, so-and-so slapped so-and-so. Oh, brought to you by Pfizer. you know Propecia? You know, it's like going, oh, crap. You know, these things are silly. But that noise, that amplification of Texas independent is happening right now today. You know, Farron played that yesterday, that clip from Chip Roy. And, you know, it goes something like, y'all ain't going to protect us. We, you know, might have to leave the game or something like that. And you can look it up. It's a good speech. It's empty. It's hollow. It's kind of a useless lip service because Chip Roy will do, he'll say anything he needs to. Let me just, I'll finish that, the Chip Roy comment with Chip Roy's latest email to me. Right. You know, of course, he didn't say, hey, Steve, how you doing? No, he doesn't know me. He has his auto monkey bots send out little emails that are custom tailored to try to influence all the electorate or whoever the hell. OK, so as the war rages in Eastern Europe, the toll Putin's thuggish aggression has taken on the most vulnerable is simply immeasurable. Isn't that cute, Alan? That's great. The most vulnerable, and it's immeasurable. So if you can't measure it, how do you know it's there? Curious. Right now, there are orphans trapped in Ukraine that are near the end of the process of being adopted by loving American families. Okay. That's scary all into itself. Poor Ukrainians, you know, into our school district.
Because they're being adopted by agencies that are going to sell them into sex slavery. You know, that's the reality of it, people.
So he goes on to say that you got to get a hold of me so I can get a hold of and stop the red tape, and I'm going to help, and we're going to do this, and, you know, it's all about the children. All the words that he uses are just ridiculous. This clown, right, Chip Roy, and he is a clown, and he does talk so wonderfully sometimes during the COVID. He got the COVID, right? And he heroically got in his car and drove home from Washington, D.C. And he was talking on the phone. I forget who he's talking to. It might have been this might have actually been old what's-his-face, Rush Limbaugh. It was during the time of the death of Rush Limbaugh in the early COVID. But he drove all the way back and he's like, yeah, well, I was tested positive and now I'm going back. And they're like, well, are you going to hydroxychloroquine? I don't know that I'm going to go see my doctor. And I'm just driving back, and he's driving back, and he's calling into the talk show and talking about him driving back. And I'm kind of like, these guys are dying of this, you know, COVID. And they're, I'm going to isolate myself for 2 weeks.
It's like talking to my cousin, Steve, and telling her, you know, it's like, you know, I caught whatever my mom had, man. Thursday night, I felt like putting a bullet in my head or drilling a hole in my head or something to relieve the pressure. It was just intense. I took a little dab of horse paste, and next morning, like 95% better. I mean, knocked it right the frick out, you know. And she said, well, yeah, I also heard about a guy who took that hydroxy stuff, and he died. And I'm like, yeah, okay, so maybe a guy died, but he was probably weighed like 500 pounds and had diabetes and heart problems and everything else, and was going to die in a few days anyway, you know?
But it's kind just, of a damn just shame,
the way people are so easily manipulated, but because they watch Fox and Friends in the morning, and they're telling me the truth, you know? And I feel like slapping them, but most of the time I just end up walking away. And just shaking my head and just walking away. I just don't know how to exist in this nightmare around me anymore, Steve. I find bright spots, people, but they are very small bright spots. And that little spot's being crapped on by everything else around it.
Yeah, that's true. Trying to get through to the next year, and for me, it's just trying to, you know, keep my head above water. And, a lot of people, want
to learn how to scuba dive, Steve. Actually, don't keep your head above water. Learn how to scuba dive. Actually, that when you put a regulator in your mouth and that first time you go underwater and you realize you're breathing underwater, it's kind of peaceful. You can swim around with a fish. You can swim right up, you know, 2 or 3 foot from a fish. They're not afraid of you when you're under the water with them. Rather peaceful. So I'm about to this point about sticking my head underwater, and hopefully I have an endless tank of air. I don't know.
Ah, I don't know. Scuba diving is fun, by the way. You know, I have done that. But just dealing with the world, I think my sanity comes from the radio show every weekend. And, well, Saturdays. Oh, Saturday mornings, Darren, Farron, or Farron and Darren, you know, those two. Man, that was such a dragster back in the day when Republic Broadcasting had Darren on for 3 hours, then 3 hours, Farron 3 hours, Darren 3 hours. That was 6 hours. Wow. Well, those times ain't ever coming back, folks, but new times are coming up, I think. But, hey, what do I know? Republic of Texas Radio, hang on, we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we've got some phone calls that are sitting out in the queue. And let's start going to the phones. You can call into the show. The phone number here is 512-248-8252. And let's go to Jared. Jared, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, yeah. I was thinking about y'all the other day, and I wanted to ask y'all, probably neither one of y'all writers for that show called South Park, because they had an episode, and it showed all the city people coming moving into town, and it was just like something y'all had talked about. And then they had another episode where the homo character is a teacher, and he was trying to talk to the kids about his new relationship. And it was so funny when they made the city people come in and they made him like chicken. They were repeating the words like cartada, bottled water, like stuff like that. It's just funny. It reminded me of y'all a little bit.
I relate. You hear me quite often referring to South Park and the episodes they've had, because if you have no idea of what's going on in the world around you, it seems like just total insane bullshit. But if you actually know something about what's going on, they are making very relevant fun and bringing out very pertinent facts as to what's actually going on in this world. Yes, I will agree. I do miss not being able to see South Park anymore. But I remember watching it, and they stuck in my brain. And I remember a lot of these episodes, and it's very poignant to what's going on in today's world. Yes.
That was great. I remember the Tom Cruise, get out of the closet. Man, that one always got me good. Oh, well.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Take care.
Appreciate the input. Keep your mind open.
Right. Yeah, keep it on South Park. No, not really. But anyways, let's move on. Patrick in Texas. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. As Farron Schultz was talking about, you can't secede from the Union. And that was originally there was no condition in there. We just assumed everybody could do that. That's why nobody objected. We did. The South seceded from them. And now they say that there are a lot of people say now, well, you can't do it anymore. They made some alterations in here. Well, that's really not true. I know that for one thing it was under duress. They had already replaced everybody in all the states with their own people. And, and it's very important to know that, because, your contract's void. Well, you got some kind of intimidation or a fraud or something. It vitiates everything from the beginning. And the whole thing was, it was predicated on fraud, the war itself, it was not a war. It was maybe a conflict at best, but we weren't a war. Means you're fighting over land. Civil war means you're fighting over land. We weren't. We just wanted to leave peacefully.
To a certain extent, all that just doesn't matter, right? It really just doesn't matter because they do whatever the hell they want. So if we want to hold ourselves to that, we got to go through the music. If you want to hang on, we'll be right back. Hang on there, folks. Hour two coming up. Republic of Texas Radio.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.